himself a shaky offensive line? Hey, how about this? Involve the fullback. Good morning to you. Good Friday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Steelers. Comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into hockey and or baseball, I offer up daily shots of Penguins and Pirates right where you found this. Remember Derek Watt? TJ's brother? No? Okay. Signed a 3-year, $9.75 million contract? Okay. Well, Derek Watt, take my word for it, he's on the team. He played only 52 offensive snaps last season, was heavily involved in special teams, but not at all as a fullback, also had a bunch of injuries, and I'm joking with you, I know you heard of Derek Watt. But really, the guy pretty much vanished. And sure, some of that is because he had the injuries, including the concussion you might recall from that really nasty hit that had everybody scared when he was down still for a while there. But here the Steelers are, entering this season with, as I mentioned, Najee Harris and a first-round pick invested in him, not to mention all kinds of high hopes. And then there's this offensive line, which I'm probably more upbeat about that group than most are, but it's still just a massive question mark. I'm sure even to those guys themselves, they have no idea until they're out there together, working, moving in a unit. Hasn't happened yet. Hasn't happened yet. Couldn't have happened with Zach Banner still working his way back from the knee surgery. This is a time where you'd want to do something to help ensure the success of the running game, which, as everyone knows, finished number 32 out of the NFL's 32 teams last year. This is where you'd want to be looking at different options. Yeah, I like it when Ben Roethlisberger's out there with four wide receivers and flinging the ball all over creation. Ben likes it when he has lots of options. But I also could see, first off, situations where Pat Freiermuth could supersede Eric Ebron, provided the kid comes in and has a good camp. I'm not being silly here. He is a rookie. But he's also a rookie who at Penn State showed a proclivity and a passion for blocking. I don't need to tell you where Ebron ranks in that category. But hey, also, there's a fullback. And the fullback has not yet been legislated out of the game of football. More after this very brief word from our title sponsor.
At Point Park University in the heart of downtown Pittsburgh, they understand there's no substitute for real-world experience and career-building connections. Their innovative curriculum engages students with distinctive experiential learning opportunities. Point Park's pioneering co-op program empowers qualified students to work in full-time, paid positions with their corporate partners while earning college credits. Visit pointpark.edu/works to learn more. Career ready. That's the point. Point Park University.
When Derek Watt signed that significant contract with the Steelers, it was made clear by all concerned at the time that he wasn't coming just to be a very good special teams player. And by the way, he is a very good special teams player, and I don't mean to diminish that portion of the game. I never do. But you just don't pay special teams guys that much. You pay someone like that to come here and at least occasionally partake in the main offense. The reputation, as it was stated at the time, and actually there's, you know, film to prove this from his time with the Chargers, is that he could actually run the ball okay. Could even catch the ball out of the backfield. And yes, he's a pretty good blocking fullback. He'll bowl people over. He is a Watt. But it never happened. Why didn't it happen? I mean, you know, I could be the 1,000,000th person in line to pile on to Randy Feetner, and, well, I could still be right, because that's ultimately the coordinator's call. If the coordinator wanted a fullback to be part of his offense, the coordinator wouldn't have had him out there for a grand total of 52 snaps over a full season, especially when the running game was just dying, especially when the running game couldn't get a few inches on a third and one or a fourth and one, especially when the running game was so bad that they were trying weirdo fourth down passes to Anthony McFarland. Do you remember this play? Sorry to bring that up, but that's how dire this was. And Derek Watt still couldn't get onto the field. Now, Matt Canada has some background with Watt. He worked with him at Wisconsin. He was actually part of the process in shifting Watt to the fullback position from the defense. And you'd have to think that there's some trust there. Canada spoke about it this summer. He likes Derek Watt as a football player. If I were to, here's where I start hesitating a little bit. If I were to be able to describe for you things that came up in OTAs and minicamp and whatever else, not that these things count much anyway, because you can run any kinds of drills with any kinds of people, but Derek Watt looked as if he might be actually part of the offense. And that's great. That's great. At least to this point. I'm not saying that I want to go back to 1965 and, you know, 2 yards in a cloud of dust and whatever else here. But I do think that Derek Watt's involvement in the offense could at least facilitate a transition toward a more open passing offense during that period where the Steelers would understandably be trying to build up the confidence and the chemistry, not just of the offensive line, but of Najee himself. Why not have an extra body out there to blow up a hole? What would be the harm? If he's on the field, does he telegraph a run play? I mean, yes and no. Does it look like it'll be a run play? Sure. Can Najee Harris immediately scoot over to a wideout position and blow the top off your defense? Sure he could. Sure he could. Maybe Watt could become something of a boost to the deception factor that Canada takes a lot of pride in and wants to bring to the offense. Look, get him involved. It's not asking that much. It's nothing dramatic, draconian. Get him on the field. Get him on the field and at least see what he can do. Feetner didn't even do that. When we come back, just one question. Welcome back. It's time for Just One Question. That's always brought to you on this program by the personal injury law firm of Luxembourg, Garbin, Kelly, and George, LGKG. They represent people who are hurt in car accidents, who need assistance with workers' comp, and who filed medical malpractice claims. The attorneys at LGKG have been AV rated. That's the highest rating a law firm can receive for legal ability and ethics. They've been in business for over 80 years. You can learn more about them at lgkg.com or by calling 888-842-5454. Make sure you ask from a man, Larry Kelly, when you call. Corey asks today's question. With all the Dwayne Haskins buzz a few months ago or weeks ago, just how much of the shine immediately wore off with the domestic issues the other day? Do the Steelers have a short leash on him? Kid can't seem to avoid the news. Corey, here's what's known about the Haskins incident that prompted police involvement from the report itself. Haskins lost a tooth in a domestic dispute with his wife a couple of weeks ago when they were in Las Vegas. That's it. That's it. That is the only thing in the report of any consequence as far as judging Haskins in this direction or that direction. All too often, and I don't just mean this of like Steelers fans or sports fans or whatever, but we hear of someone's name and say, look, trouble found them. Well, Haskins clearly was struck. Haskins lost a tooth. We know not one other thing about what happened here. We have not one other sliver of anything to point to Haskins. Whatever he did or didn't do to make his wife angry enough to knock out his tooth, we don't know about it. And we don't know whether or not it's something that would impact his life in the NFL or the Steelers, much less to label him in any way. Look, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, he's absolutely this and that, he didn't do anything or whatever. I'm not doing that either. I'm talking about what we actually have in front of us. So your question here, Corey, and I'm not picking on you here. This is because I've heard this from a lot of people. Just how much of the shine wore off? First of all, I'm not sure what shine there was. I never understood people getting excited about his performance in either OTAs or minicamp. He threw the ball really hard. That's what he does. And in those settings, it impresses you. His greater issues at the NFL level in Washington were about reading the field and being an actual quarterback. None of that's going to be visible in an OTAs and minicamp setting. He just throws the ball hard. Or like Ben was joking about, Ben Roethlisberger, saying, you know, he could throw the ball through a car wash without getting it wet. Well, everyone had a quote, and now everybody was talking about Dwayne Haskins. Is that the shine? I don't know. But this wouldn't have done anything to any shine that there was. You say kid can't seem to avoid the news. Sounds to me like kid couldn't seem to avoid having someone hit him in the face with nothing else attached to this. That's rough, man. That you're being rough. I'm not sure that I understand even the mindset. Are we saying that domestic abuse can only go in one direction? I'm 1,000% positive that there's ample precedent that it goes in both. And it is seen in both ways by the legal system. So, no, I'm not about ready to change any opinion that I had or have regarding Dwayne Haskins based on this. Everything, of course, is subject to change. But that's where this is for me right now. I appreciate the question. I really do. And I promise I'm not like picking on you or going at you here. But you asked the question. I'm trying to give you the most honest possible answer that I can, while being fair to all concerned. I appreciate it. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Steelers. This show is an absolute blast to do, but I gotta tell you, it'll be that much more fun once camp actually gets going and we get more stuff to talk about. Quarterbacks losing teeth in domestic disputes. Thank you for listening.